Welcome to Healthy Living with Dr. David Wick from Holistic Chiropractic Center at Liberty Village in Stillwater. If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, keep listening. Healthy Living features topics, tips, and tricks for a healthier you. And now, Healthy Living with Dr. David Wick.
If you have a nagging health problem, please give me a call to make an appointment at 651-342-2083. Putting the health back into healthcare, this is Dr. David Wick, and the number is 651-342-2083. Many people have experienced heartburn, at least from time to time. The common reaction is to grab some antacids to buffer the acid in the esophagus or stomach and cool the burning down. In reality, a healthy working stomach won't need to be buffered by antacids. When the right amount of acid is produced, it helps the muscular valves at the beginning and end of the stomach to properly close and hold acid in, or to open and allow food to pass. When something changes the stomach's acid amount to one that's not healthy, we can often see dysfunction in those valves. The one at the beginning of the stomach might open up, allowing acid to back up into the esophagus. Likewise, the muscular valve at the end of the stomach might remain shut longer than beneficial, leaving the food in the stomach longer than desirable and resulting in rotting or fermenting foods. These fermentation acids are often those that back up into the esophagus, causing acid reflux, indigestion, or heartburn. Putrefied proteins or fermented carbs spell trouble in a hurry. Not only can we see stomach burning sensations, but also bloating shortly after eating or large amounts of foul-smelling gas. Even the immune benefits available through the gut are impaired as leaky gut syndrome, candidiasis, and dysbiosis can be linked to lowered stomach acid. Another concern is that without proper stomach acidity, we can become more susceptible to gastric ulcers. If one has such an ulcer, it is important to heal that quickly. Other digestive strategies will not be as beneficial if the ulcer is not healed first. If no ulcers are present, it's beneficial to ensure that the stomach has enough acid to properly digest foods. Stomach acidity is even important in the digestion of calcium and other minerals. Long-term blocks of stomach acid production have been associated with interfered absorption of the minerals necessary for bone health, leading to increased risks of broken bones, most notably hip fractures. The longer stomach acid production is impaired, the higher the risk of fractures. One of the best ways we can help to improve the stomach's digestion is by limiting our intake of sweets, fast, and processed foods, and by choosing foods that actually help us to digest them, such as minimally processed vegetables whose intrinsic enzymes are still intact. These might include sprouts and leafy green vegetables. There is also cause to be aware that some food pairings might create unnecessary distress of the digestive system. Next week, I'll cover that more in depth. Some people might need more support to improve stomach health, and that's where guidance from a health professional trained in using hydrochloric acid, enzymes, and other supplements can be helpful. If you've been suffering the effects of impaired stomach digestion, it is my hope that you'll find relief soon.
For more information on healthy living, visit drdavidwick.com. To benefit from Dr. Wick's holistic chiropractic, call 651-342-2083, 651-342-2083. Join us again for Healthy Living with Dr. David Wick next week at this time.